The Jewel City's dialect the company picked up when it was in service to the Syndic of Beryl. Most of us used it only when we did not want the natives to understand what we were saying. Mogaba used it because he did not yet have enough Taglian to get by without interpreters. Even his Jewel City's dialect was badly accented. "Definitely not good news," I said. Mogaba's friend, Sindawe, translated for the Taglian officers present. I continued, "Goblin and One Eye tell me Shadow Spinner is completely healthy again and means tonight to be his big comeback show. So tonight won't be just another raid. It will be a big punch-out for the whole works." A dozen pairs of eyes stared, praying I was making the sort of bad joke Goblin and One Eye would find hilarious. Mogaba's own eyes were icy. He wanted to make me recant by sheer weight of his gaze. Mogaba has no use for One Eye or Goblin. They are one of the big sources of contention between him and the old crew. He is sure that real wizards, however puny, have no place among real warriors, who are supposed to rely on their strength, their wit, their will, and even, maybe, their superior steel, if they have it. Goblin and One Eye, besides being wizards, besides being sloppy and undisciplined and rowdy, worst of all, fail to agree that Mogaba is the best thing that could have happened to the Black Company. Mogaba hates Shadow Spinner, in part because he knows the Shadow Master will never meet him in a trial by combat that can be sung about down through the ages. Mogaba wants his place in the annals. He lusts after a major place in the annals, and he is going to get that, but not the way he wants.
"Do you have a suggestion about how to deal with this threat?"
Mogaba showed no emotion. Though Shadow Spinner getting well meant the date of our executions had been advanced. I considered suggesting prayer, but it was obvious Mogaba was not in the mood. "Afraid not."
"There is nothing in your books."
He meant the annals. Croker tried hard to get him to study them. Croker was big on looking for and deferring to precedent, mainly because he lacked much confidence in his mastery of strategy and leadership. On the other hand, Mogaba lacked no confidence whatsoever. He always had an excuse not to study company history. Only recently had it occurred to me that he might not read or write. Those are skills considered unmanly in some places. Maybe that was true among the Nar of Geazli, despite the fact that keeping the annals was a holy duty of our Black Company forebrethren. The Nar say very little about their beliefs. The rest of us are aware that they consider us heretics, though. Very little. The time-honored tactic is to attract the wizard's attention to a secondary target where he will do less damage than he wants. You hold his attention there till he gets tired or until you sneak up and cut his throat. Sneak-ups aren't practical here. This time Spinner will protect himself better. He might not even come out of his camp if we don't make him.